Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. House impeachment managers say they don't view the Senate's acquittal of former President Donald Trump as a failure, saying they proved their case. And NPR's Kerry Johnson reports Trump's legal troubles are far from over.
Trump faces legal jeopardy in several ongoing investigations. The district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, is looking at possible interference in the 2020 election there, including Trump's demand that the Georgia Secretary of State find enough votes for Trump to win. In Manhattan, the district attorney has been investigating Trump's business interests and his family members for possible evidence of tax, insurance, and mortgage fraud. And in Washington, D.C., local prosecutors are looking at Trump's role in the riot at the Capitol and his inaugural committee. Trump also faces a civil lawsuit from E. Jean Carroll. She's a writer who says Trump raped her in the 1990s and defamed her after she came forward. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Nearly every state across the country is being hit with winter weather alerts this weekend. NPR's Amy Held reports an enormous Arctic air mass is bringing extreme cold, snow, and ice to a large part of the country.
Seattle seeing more snow than it has in half a century. Winter storm watches stretch all the way to the border in Texas for the first time in years. The worsening storm has spurred Governor Greg Abbott to issue a disaster declaration.
There are more than 1,000 roadway segments that have snow or ice on them.
Across the country, ice is causing accidents and knocking out power. Snow moves into New York and New England early this week. Then there's dangerous, record-setting cold in the central U.S. Mark Chouinard is with the National Weather Service.
This Arctic air mass is pretty impressive because of the magnitude and longevity.
And it continues to linger, ushering in a new system by midweek. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Russian government is warning its citizens not to participate in shows of support for jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. As Charles Maines reports from Moscow, local demonstrations have been organized to coincide with today's Valentine's Day celebration.
In an act dubbed Love is Stronger Than Fear, allies of Navalny are calling on Russians to hold up cell phone flashlights in their courtyards for several minutes Sunday evening before posting the scenes to social media. The move is seen as a symbolic show of support for Navalny, who was sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison upon his return to Russia from Germany, where he'd spent months recovering from a near-fatal poisoning. It's also an attempt to avoid direct confrontation with police. More than 10,000 people were detained amid a crackdown on protesters in recent weeks. The Kremlin insists public events unsanctioned by the state are illegal and risk further spread of the coronavirus. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
This is NPR. The West African country of Guinea has officially declared a new Ebola outbreak. At least 3 people have died. They're the first declared cases in 5 years, ever since Guinea and 2 other African nations fought the world's deadliest Ebola epidemic. The World Health Organization confirmed an Ebola resurgence in Democratic Republic of Congo just last week. Mars is set to get another alien visit this week. NPR's Joe Palco reports NASA is sending a 6-wheeled rover to Earth's planetary neighbor.
This rover is called Perseverance. It's a souped-up version of the rover called Curiosity that landed in 2012. It will be landing at the edge of Jezero Crater, a spot on Mars scientists believe was home to a lake 3.5 billion years ago. The mission carries a number of instruments that can analyze the rocks at the landing site to see if they contain indications that some form of life, possibly microbes, once was able to survive on Mars. The rover is also carrying 2 technology demonstration projects, one a helicopter drone called Ingenuity, and the other an instrument that can make pure oxygen from the carbon dioxide in the Martian atmosphere. Joe Palca, NPR News.
A United Arab Emirates space probe has sent back its first picture of Mars. It shows the planet's north pole and largest volcano as the sun rises. The UAE is the first Arab nation and 5th country to reach the red planet. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.